Blog Talk Radio.
Shalom, and welcome to another edition of The Truth in PDX, right here on blogtalkradio.com. I'm your host, Bishop Yahusuf Calvert, the Israelite Church of God in Jesus Christ, Portland, Oregon Division. And my co-host, please introduce yourself.
Kazaki Shaw.
And once again, you tuned into The Truth in PDX, right here on blogtalkradio.com. Before we get tonight's show started, I want to say shalom, peace and blessings and salutations to the leadership structure in the nation of Israel. First, starting off with the Holy God, Saint Comforter, Holy Apostle, Chief High Priest Hazadakia. I want to say shalom. I want to say shalom to the Holy Apostles, Holy Apostle and Chief High Priest Ariah, Holy Apostle and Chief High Priest Shah. I want to say shalom to the Order of the 12 Apostles. I want to say shalom to the Comforter's 42 Chief Priests and elect ladies of our nation, as well as the Holy Women. I want to say shalom to the Chief Bishop and Bishops of states, cities, boroughs, departments, and units. I want to say shalom to the Army of Israel, starting off with the Major 13 Shield General, all shields and generals. I want to say shalom to the captains, to the officers, to the New Hebrew Academy. I want to say shalom to the Young Men's and Young Women's Academy. I want to say shalom to the citizens in state and around the world. I want to say shalom to our beautiful sisters in the nation, the daughters of Zion. And last but not least, I want to say shalom to our children in the nation, the prince and princesses of the nation of Israel, those that are destined to make it to the kingdom of God. And tonight's show is entitled, Does Jesus Christ Color Matter? Yes, it does. Again, tonight's show topic is, does the color of Jesus Christ matter? Yes, it does. First and foremost, hopefully everybody's having a good evening. Hopefully everybody had a peaceful Sabbath as we set into Saturday evening going into Sunday. First things first, I want to discuss the color of one of the most important and famous men that I know about. If I can even refer to him as a man, you know, that ever walked the planet Earth. I'm talking about Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. For years growing up, the only images that I saw of Jesus Christ was the blonde-haired, blue-eyed Caucasian one. And after doing much research, because if I did much research, I wouldn't believe that crap. But after doing no research of my own, I just kind of went with color of the image, you know, never questioned it. Even when it came on the episode of Good Times, it was kind of like, wow, you know, it's kind of fresh to have a black Jesus. But I never really questioned. Matter of fact, it kind of strayed me away from the Bible. you know, seeing that Caucasian image of, you know, Jesus. And when I found out that Jesus Christ was a man of color, and that the majority of the people in the Holy Bible were also people of color, it was amazing to me, because I was always told that the Holy Bible was a white man's book, quote unquote. So to find out the truth was very refreshing. To find out evidence that backs up the truth, like the Russian icons and different history that's out there, was very refreshing as well. So before we get started with the show and go on to prove out of the Holy Bible that Jesus Christ was a man of color, let's take some time to go through the history of who the Caucasian person or the imposter that is currently posing as Jesus Christ all around the world. Let's go through some of his history. First and foremost, his name is Cesare or Cesar Borgia. Yes, this is the same Cesar Borgia from the Showtime cable miniseries that you can still watch on demand. I'm not sure if it's still active, coming on, you know, weekly or biweekly or monthly, however they do on Showtime. Known as the Borgias. Again, Cesar Borgias came the new face of Jesus Christ during the Renaissance period. This happened in the year 1492. Pope Alexander VI of Rome, also known as Rodrigo Borgia, commissioned two famous artists and painters by the name of Michelangelo and Leonardo da Vinci to change the dark-skinned Negro featured image of Jesus Christ of the Byzantine Empire rule and paint his son Cesar Borgia as the new image of Jesus Christ, thus the beginning of the false image of Jesus Christ being promoted throughout the earth. And the famous Caucasian image of the Last Supper, which also features three women, and they tried to make a movie out of that and a lie, talking about the Da Vinci Code and there were some women disciples. That's a lie. That picture is not a picture of Christ and his 12 disciples, because none of Christ's 12 disciples were women. That's actually the family portrait of the Borgias family. And I actually saw this. I was watching the History Channel about 3 o'clock in the morning, couldn't sleep, and it was a documentary on the Borgias family. And they showed their family portrait, and it was the famous painting of the Caucasian image of Christ with his disciples with the three women. So there you go on that. Again, two of the three women in the Borgias family portrait are actually Caesar's mother and his sister Lucretia, who he was madly in love with, and did some madness with her, you know, which is sin, incest. But, you know, we ain't going to go there on that. So now that we learned about how the lie started, let's learn about the truth about Jesus Christ according to God's Word, which is the King James Version of the Holy Bible. First, let's discuss the color of Jesus Christ. Yes, his color does matter. If Jesus Christ's color didn't matter, why did God allow him to come down on earth in the flesh then? 1 John chapter 4, verse 1, 2, and 3.
Yes, sir. My electronics are not working properly here.
Okay. It says, Beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits, whether they are of God, because many false prophets are going out into the world. Verse 2, hereby know ye the spirit of God. Every spirit that confesses that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is of God. Key, come in the flesh. You got to believe that he came in the flesh. Wasn't just a spirit. Verse 3. spirit that confesseth not that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is not of God. And this is that spirit of Antichrist, whereof ye have heard that it should come, and even now already is it in the world. So not only are we confessing that Jesus Christ came in the flesh, but also we confessing that the flesh had a color. And according to Revelation chapter 1, verse 14 and 15, that color was dark skin like the so-called Negroes today. Let's get Revelation chapter 1, verse 14 and 15.
Revelations 4, verse 14 and 15.
Revelation chapter 1, verse 14.
Revelation chapter 1. His head and his hairs were white like wool, as white as snow, and his eyes were as a flame of fire. Verse 15. And his feet like unto fine brass, as if they burned in a furnace, and in his voice as the sound of many waters.
Again, it said Jesus Christ's feet were so dark they looked like they burned in a furnace. It was jet black. Jet black. If his feet was jet black, what color was his ankles? What color was his knees? What color was his thighs, his hands, his elbows, his biceps, his chest, his face? Black also. Let's get Revelation chapter 2, verse 18.
And unto the angel of the church in Thyatira wrote, write, these things saith the Son of God, who hath his eyes unto like unto a fine, verse 18, and unto the angel of the church in Thyatira write, these things saith the Son of God, who hath his eyes like unto a flame of fire, and his feet are like fine brass.
Again, once again, it said Jesus Christ's feet was like unto fine brass. What color is brass? Brass is a derivative of brown. Again, and what's wrong with Jesus Christ being a brown-skinned man? Not olive-skinned. I don't know where you guys get that from. I believe that Jesus was olive-skinned. Yes, he was olive-skinned. Jesus Christ was dark-skinned. Daniel chapter 10, verse 5 and 6.
Then I lifted up mine eyes and looked, and behold, a certain man clothed in linen, whose loins were girded with fine gold of Uphaz. His body also was like the beryl, and his face as the appearance of lightning, and his eyes as lamps of fire, and his arms and his feet like in color to polished brass, and the voice of his words like the voice of a multitude.
Again, Daniel also saw a vision of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And in this vision, he said, not only was his feet dark-skinned, but his arms and his feet was dark-skinned, like polished brass. So again, his whole body was dark-skinned. Jesus Christ was a dark-skinned man from the tribe of Judah, a black Jew. A black Jew. Let's get Hebrews chapter 7, verse 14.
For it is evident that our Lord sprang out of Judah, of which tribe Moses spake nothing in concerning priesthood.
Because the priesthood belonged to the Levites. But it said our Lord sprang out of Judah, the tribe of Judah. Again, nicknamed Jew. Jesus Christ was a black Jew. I'm a black Jew. What's the big deal? Jesus Christ was and is black. Now, again, I'm not here to argue about his facial features. because once the word of God says Christ is black, I have nothing else to say. Last I checked, it takes two people to have an argument. And I'm not going to be a part of that argument. The word of God is spoken, that's it. If you don't believe it, guess what? You're not a believer. How about that? Now, I've heard everything regarding Jesus Christ's color. I mean, I hear some crazy stuff. I heard nobody knows what Jesus Christ looks like. I've heard Jesus Christ was all colors. I mean, that's madness right there. How was he all colors? What are you talking about? He created Israelites in different shades from a deep dark chocolate brown to a light sandy brown, but how was he all colors? I heard it doesn't matter what he looked like. But what I've noticed is that the only time these negative comments against our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ come about is when we show someone in the Bible, in the King James Bible, that Jesus was black. That's when they start calling, you guys are racist. What are you talking about? Reading the Bible. We're reading the Bible. How are we racist? The same Bible you have, we reading it. But now all of a sudden we racist because we're showing you that Jesus Christ was a man of color. And I never get those comments anytime else, only when I'm going through the color Christ. Do people have a problem with Jesus Christ being black? Yes, they do. Just like they had a problem with the President of the United States being black. Or maybe people have a problem with the truth. Let's get Galatians chapter 4, verse 16. Again, we're going to get Galatians chapter 4, verse 16. You're tuning into The Truth in PDX right here on blogtalkradio.com every Saturday evening from 8 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. to 11:30 p.m. Eastern Time.
Galatians 4:16. Am I therefore become your enemy because I tell you the truth?
You see that? Did I become your enemy now because I'm telling you the truth? Have I become your enemy now because I'm bringing out the truth? I'm bringing out Jesus Christ was a dark-skinned man, black man. Oh, I'm offended. Oh, no, you're going too far now. No, you never believed. That's what it was. As long as Jesus Christ was Caucasian, you was a believer. But the truth came out about Jesus Christ. Oh, I can't believe Jesus was a black man. I can't believe in a black man. Come on. But you believe in Michael Jordan. Oh, you believe in him. You believe he's the greatest of all time. I ain't got no problem with that. Ain't got no problem with that. You believe in Tiger Woods. Until you got into a scuffle with your white woman, your Caucasian woman. Now he's a bad guy. He done forgot how to play golf. He ain't on TV no more. Hair looking all crazy, need a haircut, man. Not only does Jesus Christ color matters, but color does and has always mattered throughout the years. Just ask the so-called Negroes, West Indians, Haitians, Puerto Ricans, Dominicans, Mexicans, and people of Negro, Latino, and Indian descent. Did color matter back in the 20s, the 1920s, the 1930s, 40s, the 1950s, and the 1960s, where people of color weren't allowed to walk in the front entrances of buildings and had to use the back door? Matter of fact, in one of Trump's apartment complexes in New York, the staff that is black and Latino have to use the back door entrance. They can't walk through the front door. Check that out. So it's still going on today in the year 2017. when people of color couldn't eat in the same restaurant as Caucasian people, the color matter, when people of color couldn't sit in the front of the bus and had to move to the back of the bus when a Caucasian person wanted that seat, the color matter. When people of color couldn't even drink out of the same water fountain as Caucasian people or live in the same neighborhood as them, the color matter. Matter of fact, the law of so-called Negroes having land or owning houses in Oregon was just lifted back in 1980-something. There was a family that lived in Beaverton called the Potts family that was harassed by the police when they first moved into Beaverton in the 80s. Police officers sat right outside their door. Don't you Negroes know y'all can't have homes in here, books and the law? Color always matter, brothers and sisters. Always matter. So don't let nobody lie to you. Don't let nobody pull the wool over your eyes. Again, the truth matters. And listen, before black lives can matter to the world, to everybody else out there, black lives got to first matter to us. Because again, for some reason, when it comes to black lives mattering to so-called Negroes, they don't seem to matter. Again, a black person can kill another black person like they're playing a video game or something. But as soon as a police officer kills one of our black men, our black women, is a big uproar, one of the riot. Oh, black lives matter. They're not the Bible says thou should not kill. And then didn't Christ come back and says thou shalt do no murder? You're not following the commandments. You're not following the commandments. Black lives that matter to the world. Again, brothers and sisters, you got to come back to God. You got to come back home to your heritage. You got to claim your culture. You got to start acting like kings and queens, the kings and queens that you are. You children got to start acting like prince and princesses. You young men got to pull your pants up. You old men got to pull your pants up. Men ain't supposed to be wearing fingernail polish and toenail polish. Y'all need to stop that. Men ain't supposed to be wearing pocketbooks. Y'all need to stop that. Y'all going way off with that, man. Men walk around here with dresses and all that. Wearing blouses. What's wrong with y'all, man? Talking about, you know, this generation, that's how they are. They expressing themselves. No, you ain't. You doing the deeds of the devil. You influencing our youth to be against nature, according to Romans chapter 1, verse 21 down to the end. You causing our youth to be effeminate. Effeminate. Y'all got to stop that, man. And listen, if you guys are homosexuals, talking to you entertainers and homosexuals, just come out with it, man. Come out the closet. Jump out the closet. Stop being all secretive. I ain't gay. I just don't like women. Okay, well, who you like then? Like animals? What are you talking about? I ain't gay. I just don't deal with women. They dirty. What are you talking about, man? God made Adam and Eve. First commandment God gave to man was to be fruitful and multiply. What are you doing? You multiplying pocketbooks. You multiplying high heel shoes. You multiplying lipstick, eyeliner. You multiplying blouses. That Chanel bag goes to your lady, man, not you. You confusing the people. You confuse yourself, man. Get it together. So with that, I'm going to say thank you for tuning to the Truth in PDX right here on blogtalkradio.com. I'm your host, Bishop Yahweh Stopcock with the Israelite Church of God, Jesus Christ, Portland, Oregon Division. My co-host, please introduce yourself again.
Thank you, sure.
And once again, you tuned into the Truth in PDX right here on blogtalkradio.com. I want to say God bless, good night, and shalom.